This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. And then from there, you pick from one of two categories and see if you can get as many right in said categories before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Well, a lot of you guys don't believe that anyone with this name still exists. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola. Gary, welcome to the program.
Yeah.
And your guess is as good as mine.
And just real quick, is it Gary or is it the nickname for Gerald?
No. You know, I looked that up. That's why I know it meant Master of Spears, the way it was spelt. It's Old English Gaelic or something. It's really crazy.
Okay. That is crazy.
Master of Spears?
Yeah, the meaning of the name of Gary, and it's spelt with one R, and there's another spelling of two R's. It's really strange.
That is so weird, Gary.
You guys made me do that. I can't believe down the rabbit hole.
I can't believe you could get that deep on a Gary.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's just Gary.
Yeah,
it's Gary.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Gary, our categories, we've got the top 10 Seattle grunge bands of all time. We live right here in Seattle. The Foo Fighters played last night, as a matter of fact. But these from the era that we know to be grunge are 10 of the best Seattle grunge bands from You Discover Music. They say after the glossy pop records dominated the mid-80s, music world needed a shot of real raw rock and roll. And the antidote came in the shape of grunge, a mighty distillation of punk attitude and heavy metal volume pioneered by a group of remarkable bands from Seattle and America's Pacific Northwest. So we have the top 10 grunge bands of all time. And then the other category, Gary, we have the 10 cities with the highest weed consumption in the U.S. So, Gary, are we going to go weed or grunge?
You know, I don't know grunge. I'm a hard metal rock guy, but I do listen to Nirvana and those guys. But I think I'm going to go with the highest cities because I'd like to know where it needs to be legalized.
Mm-hmm. You know what? There are a couple cities on here. Gary, let me look real quick here. That's legal. Nah, it might not be legal. I think there are a couple cities on the list where weed is not necessarily legal for anyone's consumption. However, a few on here are also medical marijuana places. So either way, United States of America, by the way, is the country that smokes the most weed in the world. The American legal cannabis industry fared well last year. Legal sales across 38 states reached $28.8 billion. That's a 10% increase. 23,000 jobs were added just to the cannabis industry alone last year. So we have the 10 cities with the highest weed consumption in the U.S. So, Gary, you know the way the game is played. I'll try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
All right, here we go. Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon is number 8.
Wow.
Total weed consumption, 5 metric tons per year. Portland was declared the weed capital of the United States or the best weed city in 2023. And they say Oregon is included among the states that do smoke the most weed in America.
You don't say.
With an estimated 33% of the adult population having smoked up within the last year. And the state with the most dispensaries per capita.
All right.
Okay.
You know, they used to have the most strip clubs, so woohoo.
Well, Portland, I believe, still does.
I think per capita.
Per capita, exactly.
Per capita. Okay, let's go with Seattle. Got to go here.
Seattle, Washington, number 9. 4.6 metric tons of weed. With an average price per ounce of around $234 for high-quality weed, Washington is included in the states, believe it or not, with the cheapest weed in America.
Nice.
Just not here in Seattle.
No.
I don't think so.
No, hell no.
All right. Number 3. Let's see. I'm going to go with San Francisco, California.
San Francisco,
that seems right.
You're not going to believe this.
I won't. It's number 11.
It's not on the top 10?
It is not in the top 10.
That's surprising, because I had that on my draft list here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. How about Phoenix, Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona, number five.
Really?
They are smoking like crazy down there. 11.4 metric tons per year of weed.
That's
surprising.
Retailers
sold nearly $1.5 billion.
Well, it's legal now, too.
Of recreational and medical cannabis, yeah, in 2023. Yeah. All right, let's see here, Gary. You got Phoenix, Arizona. You got Portland, Oregon. Seattle, Washington. You have four of the ten with one strike on you, so you have two strikes remaining.
Let's go with Las Vegas, Nevada, because I think they legalized it.
Great, great guess. Number 10. That is correct. Total weed consumption, 4.1 metric tons per year. It is only legal if you're 21 and over and smoking in a private residence. I don't believe, I would have to say eventually Las Vegas would be the first to get a real weed bar, so to speak.
Oh, for sure, man.
Or at least a few.
Sure, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I'm sure they have, like in Amsterdam or
Well, I mean, they have some in California.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been to one, so I don't know.
Kidding.
All right, Gary, you got Vegas. You got Seattle. You got Portland. You have Phoenix. These are the top 10 cities with the highest weed consumption in the U.S.
Houston, Texas.
How did you know that? That's number four.
Really? I'm just going east.
18.5 metric tons per year. It is not legal to smoke weed in Texas.
It's not legal to do a lot of things in Texas.
Recreational in several cities and counties. Small amounts have been decriminalized. Decriminalized. Not on sale. Austin. Decriminalized.
Austin.
But not on sale.
Right. And you can buy weed in Austin, but it's that Delta 9 stuff. It's off by like a molecule.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Did not know that.
No loophole.
Okay. So Houston is number four. You got Phoenix at number five. Portland at eight. Seattle at nine. And Vegas at number 10, Gary. And you have only one strike against you.
I'm going to say the District of Columbia, Washington.
District of Columbia, not a bad guess, not on the top 10.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I would think, and I'm throwing it out there, I was thinking Austin, but you said Houston. So maybe stick with Houston, I don't know. Denver.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Ted? Boston.
I was thinking some Colorado High, so yeah, Denver.
Denver is number seven on the list.
All right.
With 6.8 metric tons per year. So you've got 10 Vegas taken care of, 9 Seattle, 8 Portland, 7 Denver, 5 Phoenix, and 4 Houston. Think big, big cities from now on.
Maybe Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago, New
York. Yeah, you know, I was
Oh, New York
Chicago.
City. I was going to say, New York City just has so many people.
Yeah.
So, Gary, you're going to go to Chicago?
No, you know, I'm gonna go a little bit more to the east, and then I'll whip back to the west. But I'm thinking Miami, Florida. I know they like coke, but...
Oh, you got to remember that they only have medical weed.
Right.
Yeah, well, I thought you said medical.
And my dad says, well, at the consumption, you have to have a license, so to speak.
That's right. There's not enough.
All right, Gary.
They're all about the cocaine.
That was your third strike. Do you guys want to see if you can pick up the pieces on the last? Wait a minute. Hold on.
We got four left?
We have four left. That's correct.
New York.
New York's number one.
All right. Chicago.
Chicago number three.
And I'm guessing Boston.
No.
Really?
No Boston.
All right, damn it.
We have one West Coast, one East Coast.
Right, I thought he was close with San Francisco. Is it L.A.?
It is Los Angeles, number two.
Yeah.
You're correct, Mike. And there is one on the East Coast, so to speak. Not coast, but east.
East.
Philly. All right.
Philly is number six.
I am smoking.
Here are your top 10 weed cities in the United States. 10, Vegas. Seattle is 9. 8, Portland. Denver is 7. 6 is Philly. 5 is Phoenix. 4, Houston. 3, Chicago. 2, L.A. And the number one with 62.3 metric tons of weed smoked per year is the Big Apple and New York City. All right, Conan, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.